Eli, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Highlight H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we're going to get caught up on this week's doubles and singles action. We have some information from Rockin' Ray Haluska, our co-host here. He's going to give you a little bit of information on the experience, the Magic City Highlight experience. And we're going to go over the matches and the scores and fantasy highlight and more. So stay tuned in right here. In today's episode of H2H Highlight Recap is presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, Claro KC. And it's also being sponsored by Highlight World, BetRivers.com, WatchHighlight.com, FantasyHighlight.com, ExquisiteCoffee.shop, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And stay tuned in right here. We'll be right back right after these supporting messages. Stay tuned in.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Blackstar Fund LLP, providing business to business services for your business. Certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to the second segment here of the Highlight H2H Recap on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin. And today we are going to go right into the scores for this week's matches for Sunday, August 28, 2022. We have doubles action, and six matches were played on Sunday. And in the first match, we have Jairo and Kubala versus Flores and Manu. Jairo and Kubala take the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-4. In the second match, we have CRB and Spinner versus Ikeda and Aratz. Ikeda and Aratz take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Jedden and Nicholas versus Manny and Williams. Manny and Williams take the win in the second and third sets, 6-5 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Carballo and Rock versus Joseph and Gauthieri. Carballo and Rock take the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Inaki and Ben versus Diaz and Douglas. Inaki and Ben take the win in split sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Ikeda and Aratz versus Robin and Benny. Ikeda and Aratz take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. And the highlight of the day is the doubles pair, Ikeda and Aratz. They win both of their matches for the day. And on Monday, August 29, 2022, singles action began. And we have seven matches that were played. And in the first match, we have Gauthieri versus Ikeda. Gauthieri takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Douglas and Manu. Douglas versus Manu, excuse me. Douglas takes the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Manny versus Inaki. Inaki takes the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda versus Benny. Benny takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Gocchieri versus Nicholas. Gocchieri takes the win, 6-3 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the sixth match, we have Manny versus Douglas. Douglas takes the win in straight set, 6-2 and 6-4. And in the seventh and final match of the day, we have Nicholas versus Manu. Nicholas takes the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-5. And Douglas and Gocchieri are both the highlights of the day for Monday, August 29th. And for the final set of matches for the week, we have on Tuesday, August 30th, 2022, we have singles action, and seven matches were played. In the first match, we have Kubala versus Irat. Irat takes the win, 6-0 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Carballo versus Jairo. Carballo takes the win in split set, 6-3 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Aratz versus Ben. Aratz takes the win in split set, 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Julin versus Bueno. Julin takes the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Ron Ron versus Carballo. Ron Ron took the win, 6-4 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the sixth match, we have Bueno versus Kubala. Kubala took the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-1. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Ben versus Julin. Julin took the win, 6-4 and 6-3 in straight sets. And the highlight of the day is Aratz. Aratz won both of his singles matches on the day. And that will do it for the scores for this week for H2H Highline. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray Haluska.
Hi there. What do we want to talk about?
Hey, let's talk about the experience.
Okay, and I know, you know many of us watch these matches, and it's like, you know, we haven't made the trip to Magic City yet. I highly recommend it. Now, Magic City isn't conveniently often. You got to kind of work your way through the major neighborhood, probably about 20 blocks from 95, but you'll get there if you get the address and set your GPS. But there were some really interesting things that you don't really get to see when you're watching at home. And one is the sound is much louder with the ball hitting the wall. And so much so that I'm like at home where I can get distracted with a million things. You're watching the sound of the ball really keeps you going. They probably have it turned down to enhance the talking on the broadcast, but I think a little bit more volume would help people, because if you're watching both Flota and H2H or Battle Court, now it's turning into a 6-hour commitment, and it was more easy to stay focused there than it is at home. That's the bottom line.
Exciting there. Okay.
And, I was there on Sunday, August 28th. That was the last Sunday of the year as MC opts not to compete against the NFL. So I was kind of glad to get that in. I also do arrangements with one of the players, El Barba, is able to get on the list to be one of those people they talk about that can come and watch if they're in from out of town, but not there on the day that's open to the public. And
okay.
It was myself and a relative of one of the players that were watching the thing. So it was kind of neat to have a bit of an audience there, and then just to have sort of a private performance. And if you can't get there when it's open to the public, then they are accommodating on that. But you can't bring in beverages, and it's not as accommodating as it is when you're there during when the public's there, when they've got the snack bar operating and so forth. But it's still a lot of fun to watch, though. Cool.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to get down there.
Yeah, you definitely want to get there. Remember, the at least one day it's going to be open to the public is on Fridays for Battle Court. And I haven't heard an announcement yet if they're going to be open for any of the Pelota matches. And, you know, and they were open, you know, I guess before the pandemic, but during the pandemic when everything was shut down and they were, they resumed games, it was, you know, pretty much private performances until they reopened for Sundays.
Right.
And it always looks like when you're watching they had more people for the H2H matches. That was probably because of a contest they had that's only available when you're at Magic City. And an entry form with their selections for the winners and the number of sets in the matches for a $20 price for each match. So the day I went, there were six matches, and I correctly guessed four of the six team winners and sets to win the match in four of those. So I won $80, which was, wow, you know, required no investment. That was just, you know, sort of like a no risk wager where you didn't bet anything, but it was all, you know, potential payoff. So after when everyone lines up and they start calling out the names, you go collect your winnings, which was really nice.
Wow.
They're not going to be running that contest for Battle Court. They had something they did previous, and they're determining what they're going to do, you know, just to add to the excitement for the live spectators. For the Battle Court matches that are, you know, picking winners, because you can't do pari-mutuel betting or on Battle Court because it's not a pari-mutuel event, and because they're not sports betting in Florida, you can't bet, you know, the odds like the folks, you know, like I do when I'm home on BetRivers. So it kind of creates an element, and the people were like openly rooting for players to come through for them, and that was kind of, you know, that kind of reminded me of busy days in the old days when the Frontons were busy and people, you know, had, they were bet, you know, they were cheering like they had money invested in the, you know, in the outcomes, even though it was a free contest. So it was, it's a good thing, but they're probably going to make it a little bit, maybe a little different, I'd say.
Okay.
They're probably paying out more than they wanted to, but they stuck to their end of the deal and, you know, made everyone happy that came through.
Yeah.
And another thing you don't get to do at home is, you know, you meet the players, and if you communicate with them, some of them are on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the Pelota matches, they'll come over and talk to you for a while. And I've been, you know, participating in El Barba's Twitch stream for quite some time. Also got to meet Tennessee or Roque.
Okay.
I think in the H2H matches. And other players would, you know, they would introduce them, other players to me as they rolled by. They're great people, and you always hear Stu talk about how important it has to have a good room.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean much of, but you know, to see that these guys get along really well and they're very dedicated. That what we don't see at home is they're practicing before the matches, they're practicing between Pelota and H2H or Battle Court, and then they're even practicing after. And they love what they're doing. You know, they're just enthusiastic kids out there still, you know, playing the game and enjoying themselves very much and working on their shots and everything. And that was kind of neat to see, and it really makes you want to pull for them as well as Magic City to continue on, hoping for a great 2023, and looking further down the road beyond that to keep Highlight going for us to enjoy. I'll be back to watch in the future. And as I said, Battleport matches will be open to the public on Friday nights with the start of the season Friday, September 23rd. And that runs through close to the end of November. And so if you want to catch Battleport live, you're going to have to get there some Friday. And it's Magic City is not too far from the Miami airport, so if you're flying in, you've probably got a public transit bus to get down there. Or rent a car. That might be the way to go too. But the live experience is worth it enough. And while they're not pushing it that much, I still hope the day comes when they have a more matches open to the public that are well attended. Yeah, they get the online business going with all the out-of-state people, then great. But it'd be nice to see good local crowds or tourist crowds, attending the matches as they and when they decide to make them available.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, it sounds like an exciting experience and a relaxing and enjoyable experience. And I definitely can't wait to go meet some of the players and do some interviews and talk and just enjoy High Life for a week.
What do you want to go next?
Oh, let's talk about the fantasy High Life results. Let's go over the Pelota payoffs, the big payoffs, then we'll go to fantasy High Life results.
Let me get to that page of my notes. Okay, Sunday, August 28, 2022. Cool Fitness hit the winner's circle for $25.60, $17, and $11.40. That's rare when all three bets exceed $10 as far as the payoff. And that helped contribute to a good trifecta along with Diaz and CRB. Numbers 6, 3, and 5 for $380.20. Second game, Tennessee collected the win for $19. Canela 3-7 paid $42. Exacta 7-3, $141. The early daily double, the winning entry was picking all players in game one and Tennessee in game two, which paid $56.60. I'm not sure how much that cost, but the payoff was $56.60. Fourth game, Julian collected the win for $14.40. Julian, Bueno, and Rats finished 1-2-3 from post positions 2, 3, and 4. Pamela paid $51.60. Exacta 2-3 paid $66.60. Trifecta 2-3-4 paid $551.40, and the early pick 3 for post position 7-1 and 2 paid $492.80. You can pick 3 winners in a row, which some people can do on the high five. That early pick 3 is a nice little bet that can give you good payoff if you can develop a knack for that amount. Game 6. Nicholas collected the win, payoff $11.40 for that, for the number one position there. The Canelo 3-8 paid $75.20, which exceeded the Exacta of $42.60. Trifecta 3-8-5, Nicholas Anaki Aikida paid $1,208 even, and that's really special when a trifecta that tops 1,000. I think anything over 400 is pretty cool, but when you get over 1,000, those people are pretty happy.
Yeah, 1,200, yeah.
Game 7 determined the high five. Post positions, the best anyone did was 4 out of 5. For the winners were 1-2, 1-3-2, for $39.90. In the eighth game, Manu's win helped at 1440. He's been struggling a little, but you know, came on strong in that game. The post position for Manu Anaki and Arats, 3-1-7 for a perfecta, trifecta payoff of 496.40. Late pick three, positions 3, 2, and 3 paid 478.40. And the Mighty Ocho, only 4 of 8, 671.21.323, paid $22. Now moving to Monday, Cool Fitness with another early game win, paid 12.20, and the interesting number combination on the trifecta payoff, 2, 4, 6, involving Cool Fitness Flores and Jeddin, paid $657. Fourth game helped determine the early pick three, post 2-8-1 for 189.60. Seventh game, El Barber and Ron Ron win the a doubles match over a really talented field, and their payoff was 21.80. CRB and Spinner 16.40, and Andrew Luck and the Rats paid 8.20 for their play showing. The Quinella 2-7, 66.60, Exacta 7-2, 101.60, Trifecta 7-2-4, $711. Once again, no high five jackpot winner. Lucky pickers, though, did get 4 out of 5 with the winners of post positions 8-1, 3-1-7 for 27.30. And eighth game saw Naki get a nice win for 18.60. Late pick three, posts 1-7-7 for $480.80. And the Mighty Ocho, 5 of 8 winners were picked, 2-2-8-1-3-1-7-7 for 16.20. So those carryovers will continue on. And it's been a while since someone's won that $5,000 prize for the Mighty Ocho. For Tuesday, August 30th, second game, Cool Fitness, $13 for his win. Trifecta 3-7-1, Cool Fitness, Flores and Jed from post 3-7-1 for $514.80. Third game, Robin win, paid 14.20. Trifecta 8-2-1, Robin, Ron Ron, and Ben for $1,110.
Wow.
And the fourth game gave us our early pick three winner, 3-8-5, with the post positions for $407.20. Fifth game, Cool Fitness and Benny picked up the win for $15. Canelo 2-4, $42. Exacta 4-2, $97.20. Cool Fitness Benny first, Bueno Julian second, El Barba Ron Ron third from post 4-2-6. For trifecta, $409. Seventh game doubles, Juice and Joe Cherry hit the winning win column for 16.80. CRB and Spinner for 12.80. Trifecta 4-1-3. As Anaki and Ben were the other top finisher in that game for $571.20. High five jackpot, only 3 of 5 with some upsets holding that number down. 8-5-4-1-4. Paid $47.20. And an eighth game singles, Douglas collected a win for the first time in a while.
Okay.
16.80 for his win. Late pick three, 147, $257.20. Mighty Ocho, only 2 of 8, 638.54147 for a whopping $2.60.
All right.
And the full list of winners, if you want to analyze all the payoffs, can be found in the Pelota section of MagicCityHighlight.com.
All right. Well, Fantasy Highlight this week, I only got 9 points, so I know somebody's taking over my position at 78. So.
Yeah. And I had 10 this week, which was nowhere near what the top players. Remember, this is free at fantasyhighlight.com. And Al Corazon and Buddy CJ picked 17 of 20 matches. They split $100. The season leaders is getting tight. I'm not sure there's a prize for being the season leader at the end, but longtime leader, I Miss Arages, now has 305 winners, but his lead has diminished to only three as Sarasota Kenny, the growth in the pack to claim second place with 302.
Wow.
So make your picks hype before the first match on Monday this week.
Oh, it's Monday this week. Okay.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the battle court in Pelota until for H2H in Pelota until battle court starts September 23rd.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even realize that there was a switch of the days. But okay, I'll adjust to that, yeah. So, yeah, we got Fantasy High Lie. We talked about the experience and we talked about the scores.
Well, what about the U.S. Championship? Do you want to mention those at all? Do you have?
Can you mention the winners? I don't have the. The rundown.
I put that in here in case. I didn't get the email. I'll just give it to you now. In the Masters division, which was 50 over. Amateurs or pros retired more than 5 years. Goya, a.k.a. Matt from Connecticut, beat Douglas One, the father of Benny and Douglas Langens, to win the Master Singles title. And Wassa and DiCarlo defeated Rostocki and Conrado in the finals of the doubles. In the pro division, all the prize money was kept in-house, with Anaki defeating Arat to win the singles, and Gocheri and Arat besting Anaki and Julian for the doubles championship. And pretty good day, pretty good weekend for Arat. I'm not sure how he's going to fold those big checks to fit in his wallet, but he'll find a way and get those to the bank right away, and good for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, you know, I'm going to at least get down there two times a year to the H2H championships and the Battle Court championships. So,
and then also the Super Court is coming up, I think, October 6th, which is a Thursday. That's where players from Europe that are still qualifying.
Okay.
And the U.S. champs and other people will be participating.
Yeah, I did hear a little bit about
that. Yeah.
All right, well, there you have it for the update for the High Lie H2H recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I've been your host along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here. And have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
High Lie, America's new super sport.